Through a Scottish Prism, the programme that is unapologetically pro-Scottish independence and anti-Westminster rule. Everything we say here is viewed through a Scottish prism. Brought to you by Barhead Boy.
And folks, welcome back to Through a Scottish Prism. Nice to be back with you again. Been a couple of weeks. As those of you who have been following me on my blog know, I was away overseeing my grandwains in Dubai, where it was, as they say in Glasgow parlance, mad hot. And but my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, was in a musical extravaganza, and she wanted her grandpa there, so had to be done. And they don't allow Skype, which I use for all my podcasts. They just don't allow it, or WhatsApp voice, as a matter of fact, because they want to, I think, drive the revenue to their telco company. So anyway, I've not been here, but we're a couple of weeks, that means closer to independence, and a lot's been happening, and we'll just be discussing that. And I've got one of a friend of ours of the show coming back for a second visit, our American Greek Shetland Scottish friend Victoria. How are you? It's nice to have you back on the show. How are you? How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me. So I've got loads of personal news since the last time we spoke. I started working with Broadcasting Scotland. So I don't know if anyone's been tuning in, but we've been doing loads of interesting stuff. So I was the only TV station that broadcast live from the European election count in Dingwall. So I got to speak with the Brexit Party, Labour, Scottish Greens, and the SNP on that day. And then since then, we did a live broadcast from Ian Blackford's event in Dingwall as well, which was, I think it went down really well with the viewers, because you finally got to have that kind of town hall forum, but from your own host. So that was, I think that was well received. And it's just been really exciting professionally that way. And the biggest news I wanted to share is that I rescinded my Green membership. So the last time we spoke, I was a Green member and then was politically homeless for a wee while, and then had that soul-searching conversation with myself of, look, you know, I'm never going to vote for another party, so why no just join? And if there's some things that I'm no super crazy about the direction that they're going in, then from the inside, you know, I can work to kind of ameliorate where I feel a misstep might be happening. So there you go. Now we're both SNP.
Yeah, indeed. Welcome to the party. Welcome. It's one that I've been, I first joined. I haven't continuous membership, but I first joined in 1968. And I've never felt the need to go anywhere. And it's always nice to see new folk coming in, especially once we're as committed to the cause as yourself. And I'm sure I speak for everyone when we say welcome. Good to have you. It's not perfect, nowhere is, but it's as perfect as you'll get in the United Kingdom, in my opinion.
It's a hard sell for the Shetland folk, because you know, Duquesne's, my husband's family is from Shetland, and I was told really quite early on that the SNP doesn't speak for Shetland. The SNP is no friend of Shetland. And trying to figure out what the root of that conversation, where that started. And I think a lot of what's happened is policies of austerity have bit, and the Scottish government, with one hand tied behind its back, which is represented by the SNP at large, has done their best to try and mitigate these effects. But I remember a big turning point was when I think I was pregnant with my second son, but it was leading up to the referendum, and they closed a school in one of the outer islands. And I actually wrote to Alex Salmond and said, you know, how is closing our schools going to endear the cause of independence, you know, to the people of Shetland? And I never really got a response. But this is why it was such a personal wrangle for me, because I've had my husband's auntie flat out said, you know, you're no welcome in my house if you join the SNP. So it's trying to make my peace with representing and being true to the people of Shetland and you know, the family I hold so dear, but also trying to